Current state on 90.5 WKAR. This weekend, the Broad Art Museum opens an exhibit that looks well into the future. The exhibit debuting Saturday is called 2116, Forecast of the Next Century. It's focused on several contemporary Irish artists and their vision for what the future of Ireland holds. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with the co-curator of the exhibit, as well as two of the artists who've flown in so they're able to put their finishing touches on their pieces showing at the Broad. Welcome, Jamie.
Hey there. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, 2116, it's a collection that has been co-crafted between two museums, the Lewis Glucksman Gallery of the University College Cork in Ireland, as well as the Broad Museum here at Michigan State University. However, here in East Lansing, the uniquely sharp design envisioned by the Broad's architect, Zaha Hadid, well, those angles have proved to be a bit of a challenge for the video artist Alva Ní Briain.
Well, no, there doesn't seem to be a straight up and down wall in the entire building, which is kind of wonderful. I think one of the things I like around working with multi-screen installations is that you don't situate yourself in a piece as a viewer in any one direct, comfortable way. You're kind of always surrounded by the work, and all of the pieces have different durations. So they always play in different combinations. You never see the same iteration of the work twice. So in a way, trying to adapt the work to a space which is as idiosyncratic and incredible as this museum, kind of that creates another kind of layer of displacement and play, which I kind of am always very excited by.
For this exhibit, you have essentially four different entries into 2116.
It's a four-screen installation called Reports to an Academy, and it takes as its starting point this Kafka short story, which is called A Report to an Academy. And in the story, an ape recounts his transition to a human identity as a means of kind of escaping his captivity. So I took this idea as kind of identity as performance as a starting point for this work, and try to explore it through these kind of four different archetypal locations. So they seem kind of quite contradictory. There's two which are quite airy. There's one which is a landscape scene, which is shot in the Aran Islands, of these kind of traditional stone walls. There's a library, there's an artist studio, and there's a natural history museum. So it takes these four locations, which are kind of linked in some ways to ideas of tradition and the archive, and recreates them through CGI. So it's the idea of kind of reimagining these sites as these constructed false environments.
Yeah. My name is Kathleen Doherty, and I am the curator and deputy director of curatorial affairs here at the Broad Art Museum.
Kathleen Doherty is also co-curator of this new exhibit, 2116, Forecast of the Next Century.
So when I first came to the Broad, I was really struck as I started living in the community here in East Lansing and in the greater, wider Michigan area, by how many people felt a real affinity to Ireland. And I was really struck by that, having obviously our home in Ireland. And I started working on an exhibition that would focus on contemporary Irish art, because I thought there would be a real audience for that here, pulling on artists and connections which I've been following and making for a number of years. And since 2016, the year we're currently in, is the centenary year of the Irish uprising, which led to the establishment of the Free State, it felt like 2016 would be an appropriate year within which to do this exhibition here in the States. And as I was beavering away at my desk thinking about this, I thought, you know what, I can't be the only person doing an exhibition like this. So I contacted my colleague who I've collaborated with before and spoken with lots in Ireland, in the Lewis Glucksman Gallery, which is a university art museum, very like our own here at the Broad, in that it's a Starkitect design space with a permanent collection, a historic collection, but with a contemporary remit. And so very, very similar to our own remit here at the Broad. And yes, indeed, they were looking at doing something very similar, working with artists to look forward to the next century. So rather than looking back, asking artists instead to look forward, which is what artists tend to do. They tend to be able to dream and have visions in a way that perhaps no one else is having. And so against the backdrop of the past 100 years and the Irish Uprising, we asked 16 contemporary Irish artists to look forward to the next 100 years and to imagine what that might be.
As we were just talking about that for this 2116 forecast of the new century, we just had people walk in because this is an installation still in progress. Does that mean for those that aren't seeing what I'm seeing, artists will be in East Lansing for the debut on Saturday, the November 5th?
Yeah, people walking around East Lansing may notice a sudden upturn in the amount of Irish people walking around East Lansing in the coming week. We have six artists from Ireland who have travelled to be here, all of whom their work is very site-specific. One indeed is going to be Lee Walsh, is working into the very fabric of our building to create an entirely site-specific work. And then on Saturday, for our opening from 6 o'clock, they will be here in attendance and talking to all our guests and visitors about their work.
Yeah. As I walk through the first floor gallery to the point, essentially, of the Broad Museum's northwest corner for the building, I see slips of paper affixed to the wall with various designs, some of which clearly arranged to be a face, as well as a man looking on, attempting to make order of that chaos.
My name is Lee Welch.
So we're currently looking at an installation in progress. What are we looking at here?
My bewilderment. Because I'd seen loads of images and videos of this space, but nothing can kind of prepare you for this amazing building. So I'll be installing on the window in this corner. It's very angular and very challenging on a certain level. That's the beginning of it. And I will be painting on that, similar to kind of a whitewash that buildings are, the facades are used. So if a building's closed or about to open, they whitewash the windows so that you can't see. And so this kind of in-between space of closure and opening, so you don't really know. So kind of fitting into that 2116 of looking into the future is that kind of in-between space. Yeah.
Currently, as we're looking at the wall of the Broad, or I'm seeing different iconography, could you describe some of the symbols that I'm looking at here?
Yeah, I've been working with these images of Janus, which is a Roman figure that would look into the future and into the past. And Picasso has a woman in a straw hat, and Jasper Johns would rift off that. So these eyes and noses and mouth are taken from that image. And with Jonas, you don't see the present, so you don't see the future, the present face. You see the past and the present, and they will be negative spaces within the paint.
Oh,
so
okay.
They might not be as kind of heavily visible as that, but they'll be kind of scattered around. So I was thinking like the facade and the face of the building, and trying to kind of make it a face, but not too
in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, the Broad Museum's 2116 forecast of the next century, curator Kathleen Daugherty.
We've all had the pleasure of driving along Grand River, and when this space is lit up at night, it's a very different view of the Broad. And as Lee works onto this space with these negative sections taken out of the paint, these will absolutely pop as you drive along Grand River. So you'll get an entirely different experience both inside the museum and, in fact, outside the museum. And in fact, we specifically have a number of the artists here all week, as I was telling you earlier, just exactly because of that, because the space is so special here, that no amount of schematic drawings, no amount of, you know, virtual renderings ever really take the place of seeing the work in the space. And you need to allow yourself the time and space to play with the work in the space. And it's a lovely play. It's a lovely thing to be able to do, so that when suddenly you realize that Zaha Hadid has I was going to say thrown you a curved ball, but there's nothing curved about the spaces in here. But, you know, that maybe the work doesn't quite interact in the way you thought it might. Well, that's a lovely thing to be able to then play with here with the artist from a curator's perspective, to come up with a really creative and imaginative solution. I think that's what we'll do today.
The Broad Museum's 2116 forecast of the next century opens this Saturday, November 5th, with a free reception at 6 p.m. with six of the artists on hand. And the exhibit runs through early April of 2017. For more information, visit the museum on the MSU campus or go online to broadmuseum.msu.edu. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.